Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'd like to say thanks to all the folks that came by the Rural Life tent for my shows at Husker Harvest Days. I enjoyed my time in Grand Island, but I was sure glad to get home. My son Zane was not cleared to rodeo this weekend, which made it a little easier for all of us to attend the wedding in the neighborhood. I'm sure Corey and Danielle are not listening to the radio this morning, but I thought I'd share a poem that was written for a wedding a few years back anyway. I call this one Stockman's Sage. One thing you should remember, if you live the stockman's life, is choose your words most careful when team pinning with your wife. It won't be in an arena with contestants all around, but out there in the home corrals, where no other help can be found. The heat can sure get to you, especially neath the collar. When in and out get turned around, it can make you want to holler. But information overload only makes your troubles worse, so keep the speeches mighty short when trying to converse. Like working with your border collie, be sensitive to how she'll feel. Make sure you wear a smile the first time you tell her heel. Because she might not understand quite what you had in mind if she turns and runs or bristles up. Either way, you're in a bind. Shemales are most articulate, try to avoid debate. If you take too much time explaining, your supper will be late. Silent diplomacy is best when things don't go as planned. When she says, "Cowboys are bull-headed," nod and pretend to understand. We received a couple of inches of rain this week, which will give all the newly seeded crops a good start. I was pretty sure we were going to get a rain. The neighbors had cane down, and the maintainer came by for the first time this summer. Sometimes you can read the signs and make a pretty good guess of what's going to happen next. 7 years ago this week, I remember looking for signs and having no idea what was going to happen next. This poem was written on September 11. 2001. I'd like to share it again this morning because I consider it a poem of hope, and I would like to encourage you to keep our country and its leaders in your prayers. I call this poem One Nation. Would I have ever noticed, if I had not known, the absence of the trails where the big jet planes had flown? As I looked towards the heavens for a cloud that might bring rain, would I have seen what wasn't there and asked you to explain? I suppose it doesn't matter, for I know the reason why, and my mind is in a haze beneath the blue September sky. As I labor out my duties, working on the land, thankful for my solitude, as I try to understand. Dust drifts across our country from broken hearts and burning dreams. Dust drifts across our country from broken hearts and burning dreams. I did not smell the smoke. I did not hear the deafening screams. I felt only numbness as I watched the tragic scene unfold before my eyes on the television screen. To hate is my first impulse. To blow someone away, to make them feel a nation's wrath. And then I bow my head to pray, as the walls come tumbling down, crushing all that is within. I know hate is not the right place for the healing to begin. My country has been struck, but it is not a fatal blow. Hope will rise up from the rubble, and the cowards soon will know that our spirit has not been crushed, for that would let them win. And we are in America, and we will build again. Satan has torn the goalpost down. He has not won the game. The cowboys' ride is not completed, as devil's advocates will claim. What they hate most about us is what has made us great, and we will come together to bear the burden of the weight. It will not be fist raised in anger, claiming God is on our side, but humbly seeking Him in prayer to guide us on our ride. We will ask it from our knees, then we will say it standing tall. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Have a great week. Please join me next time for another edition.